Good morning. I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. About 63,000 households will receive mail that could be followed by a check. The Money Match program takes advantage of a law allowing the cross-agency use of electronic personal records. Specifically, the Department of Revenue tax database will be checked against the treasurer's list of people who have unclaimed property. Treasurer Mike Frericks says first people will receive a letter to verify the address and inform them it's not a scam.
When they hear that money is coming from the state of Illinois wants to give them money, a lot of people think there must be a scam involved or an identity thief. We send that letter to let them know when that check comes, all you have to do is cash it.
The Money Match program covers those with unclaimed property worth less than $2,000. Statewide, that amounts to $12 million. Frericks says there is another layer of identification used for assets valued over $2,000. In other news, Governor Bruce Rauner again vetoed a plan that would bar employers from asking about salary history. Now, some lawmakers say these actions could be an issue in the governor's race. Daisy Contreras has more.
This is the second time the governor has used his veto pen to reject the idea, which advocates say could help bridge the gender wage gap. Last year, Rauner said a similar version wasn't business-friendly. Sponsors say they worked with businesses to reach a compromise. It would prohibit employers from asking an applicant to specify what they earned at previous jobs. State Senator Christina Castro, an Elgin Democrat, says wage equity is one major issue for women who plan to vote.
They are talking about how that matters. They're tired of being marginalized. They want to be heard, and they want us to be successful as a state. They want us to be successful as a nation, and they will be heard, and they will be heard at the ballot box.
Castro says there is bipartisan support in the General Assembly to override the governor's veto, but they are still looking for more votes in the Senate. I'm Daisy Contreras.
An Illinois judge vacated the convictions of 18 more men who were investigated by a corrupt Chicago police sergeant. These dismissals bring the total number of wrongfully convicted individuals to 42. One man spent time behind bars after being falsely accused of spitting drugs out of his mouth. An attorney for six of the men whose convictions were thrown out said the justice system ignored the men for more than a decade. The defendants received sentences ranging from probation to several years in prison. A conviction integrity unit is still looking at more cases involving then-Sergeant Ronald Watts and his crew. This is Illinois News.
This is WSIU, powered by you. I'm Jennifer Fuller. A Carbondale man will spend more than a decade behind bars after admitting to trying to set a house on fire. The Jackson County State's Attorney's Office says 46-year-old Keelan Bush pleaded guilty to aggravated arson and was sentenced to 15 years in prison. During the early morning hours of August 28, 2017, authorities say Bush lit a bundle of sticks on fire in front of the home on Burke Street in Carbondale. He also lit papers on fire near the back door of the home. Another resident observed the flames and called 911. Everyone was able to get out safely. We're in the middle of an initiative known as 11 Days for Peace in Carbondale. Coordinated by the Nonviolent Carbondale Organization, the program focuses on peace, compassion, and social justice. Co-organizer Diana Brawley-Sussman says this year's event focuses on empathy, humanity, and peace.
Empathy, which gives us the ability to place ourselves in one another's shoes. Humanity, which unites us all and rises above politics. Peace, which begins with welcoming of all individuals, and the protection of human rights as defined in the International Declaration for Human Rights.
Brawley-Sussman says this is the 70th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In celebration of that, the Southern Illinois chapter of the United Nations Association is displaying an exhibit at the University Museum. That's throughout the month of October. You can find a complete list for the 11 Days of Peace at nonviolentcarbondale.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.